Dear Longpa, I have made the decision to ordain, but the monastery that is available for me is also a very busy center, and my mindfulness seems to be deteriorating. I spent time in a small monastery recently, and my practice was deepening, but they do not accept women there. I feel that I will still learn from BC Monastery, but sometimes I have doubts, especially when my mind seems to be slipping backwards. I would be grateful for your advice and wisdom regarding this decision. Thank you so much.
So you just see that the point of ordination is to have time to practice more than what one would normally have. And so here then, the place that you can ordain at is a chaotic place, which means that, or busy place, which means that it's not secluded, it's not peaceful, and therefore it's a place which isn't appropriate for you. And even though they may accept you there to ordain, but if it's busy and chaotic like this, then your mind won't be peaceful there, will it? But if there's a place that you can find that's small, that's secluded, even though you may not ordain, but you can go there temporarily for some time to practice. And so you can stay at home and do your practice there, live your life there, and then also find the opportunity to go to places which aren't busy and to do your meditation there as well. And by doing this, you are ordaining your heart. And so if there's a place which is very busy, chaotic, you see that before, or not ordaining, there's already chaos in the heart. But then if one ordains at a place like that, then the chaos just grows, and that's not right. So you need to choose a place which is peaceful, to have this external peace for the sake of inner peace. So therefore you should train your mind to make it more stable, more firm, and to not yet choose or make a decision to go to ordain in a place which is busy and chaotic like that.